The researchers found that a 10% increase in the price of cigarettes led to about a 1% decrease in per capita alcohol consumption. In addition, the strictest bans on smoking in public places reduced alcohol consumption by 6 to 7% compared to no smoking bans at all, according to Washington University researcher Richard Grusha.
We did find that, you know, when excise taxes go up or when smoke-freer policies tend to be put in place, which we believe makes people stop smoking often, it tends to reduce alcohol consumption as well.
Grusha, with colleague Melissa Krauss and others, studied data gathered between 1980 and 2009. They looked at total sales data for alcohol, divided by the number of people over the age of 14 in a state. The data shows that in the U.S., we consume an average of 2.28 gallons of pure alcohol per person per year. That's the equivalent of about 486 12-ounce bottles of beer, 5-ounce glasses of wine, or 1.5-ounce shots of hard liquor. Grusha says the tougher smoking policies definitely limited per capita consumption of beer and hard liquor, but wine sales, he says, didn't seem to be affected.
There were significant influences on beer and spirits in that the consumption of those types of alcohol tended to go down when the policies became stricter, but we didn't really see any significant effect on wine. One reason for this might be that wine drinkers are probably less likely to smoke.
Smoking and drinking are closely connected. Grusha says smokers are more likely than non-smokers to drink alcohol, and heavy smokers are more likely to be heavy drinkers. That's probably part of the reason, he says, that policies designed to reduce smoking also have an effect on alcohol consumption.
That tends to be the way I think about things. You know, I think policies that are good for health in one domain tend to be good for health across multiple domains.
Grusha says considering inflation, alcohol excise taxes are much lower now than they were in 1980. But he says considering the effects of smoking policies on drinking, higher taxes and more restrictions on smoking may be one way for states to cut alcohol consumption.
Alcohol excise taxes are very low. So alcohol excise tax increases have been very small and very infrequent because they're not very politically popular. One of the implications here is that this is yet another health benefit of tobacco control policy, that another way to control alcohol consumption might be by targeting tobacco.
The researchers report their findings in the journal Alcoholism, Clinical and Experimental Research. I'm Jim Dryden.